Today being the 22nd day of Ramadan, 1440 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, equivalent to 15 May 2020, 20 years after the era of Prophet Isa Alayhi Wasallam. Our tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria, continues from Ayat 14 in Surah Ankabut. Ustaz Abdulmumin Yakubu will be reciting the Holy Quran while Professor Abdullah Lukina will conduct the tafsir, inshallah. Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَى قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا 50 عَامًا فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فلبس فيهم ألف سنة إلا 50 عاما فأخذهم الطوفان وهم ظالمون الله تبارك وتعالى He has finished the introduction to this surah from beginning to this place is an introduction and what the core of the message is most of the time In the Quran, whenever a chapter is started, Allah will give the message, then will give us an example of what has happened in the past in relationship to that message. Here now, Allah is now telling us, after He has showed us that it is important for us to desire to wish to see Allah and to know that we are being tested. And in all of it, we should not put our hope in anybody but Allah. Nobody can save us before Allah, and nobody can assist us before Allah. A typical example is this. وَلَكَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ We indeed sent Nuh alayhi salam to his people. فَلَبَسَ فِيهِمُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا 50 عَامًا And he stayed within his people for 1,000 years, except 50 years. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ And they were seized by an inundated flood, وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ Because of their wickedness and perpetuation of evil. Here, النبي نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام, if you are told somebody spent 1,000 years, Allah here, He used two different words. أَلَّا بِسَفِيهِمُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا 50 عَامًا For 1,000 years, except 50 years, is to tell you that this 1,000 years he suffered, except just 50 in it. And if you know who suffered within his people for 1,000 years, except just 50. So how many years are you doing in this world? Because of the Prophet, our lives have been reduced. So that you have to work little and get paid a lot. So in that little, don't be tired. And if you know who, himself, he said, Allah said, Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi an anzir qawmaka min qabli an yatihum azabun alim. Qala ya qawmi inni lakum nazirun mubin ani budullaha fattaku wa ati'un yakfir lakum min zunubikum wa yakhirukum ila ajali musamma in ajalillahi idha jaa la yakhiru wa kuntum ta'lamun. He called his people all this while, the autumn, layla wa nahara, day and night he was calling to them. What did the disciples do? They went ahead to worship idol. Uddan, Wayauko, Wanasra, different idols. These idols that they took to worship were people that were pious people that were known. Because when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to the earth, he was a prophet, not necessarily a messenger. Himself as a person was just an example. The children did not need to be told anything. They just followed Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Just like still you today, your behavior, your children see, and they just follow you. You don't have to sit down in the house and say, this is my code. You are the code. They see you day and night. And Nabi Adam was like that. Up to the time of Nabi Idris, alayhi salatu wasalam, he too was still a code. The first person to be sent to a people now, because things have gone so bad, a constitution has to be written and sent, is Nabi Nuh. So he's the first messenger of Allah after Adam. And this was just about 1,850 years after Adam. So about 1,845 to 1,850 years after Nabi Adam, and he spent 40 years, then he became a prophet. Then spent 950 years calling to Allah from beginning of the time he started calling to Allah up to the end of it. It was difficult. The people refused to accept his message. وَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِيَا إِلَّا فِرَارًا. And Nabi Nuh said, my calling unto them, it asks nothing to them except for them to move further away from me. كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. Anytime I call to them, come to Allah, they will put their hands into their ears, they don't want to see. Until at the end, and Nabi Nuh, when the wahala became too much for him, he said, "Inni maglubun fantasir." Then Allah said, he now told Allah, "This will have defeated me. They even beat me." When they beat him and he's fainted, they think he died. They will throw him outside the city. When he wakes up, he comes in again. Stop worshiping idol. Allah created you. When it became too much, "Inni maglubun fantasir." فَفْتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُهَمِرٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرَ. Allah said, we now ask him, go and make a ship. This ship, go and make it. And he was making the ship because nobody has ever seen a ship to be put in water before that. Nobody has ever seen it. He's the first in life to make a boat ship, ship that is a boat. كلما مر عليه سخروا منه قالوا ان تسخروا مني فانا نسخر منكم كما تسخرون. Anytime they pass, they will be joking him. What is this man? We thought he's a prophet. He's no more calling us to God. Now he's now a carpenter. At that time he has come to his end and Allah has asked him, make a boat. Nobody knows what a boat is. He was being shown how to make a boat. How to make a boat. Angel is coming. Do it like this. Do it like this. He was making it. Everybody was making jest of him. When they now saw it has a cavity, they will even come and shit inside it. He had patience. Why? Because he knows he's working for Allah. At the end of the day, Allah said, I allow water to come from the sky and fill the earth. And I allow the springs to start bubbling from the ground and also to fill the earth from the two ends. ففتحنا أبواب السماء بماء مهمر وفجرنا الأرض عيونا فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر. The two of them, they are coming to meet. And that's what Allah meant. فأخذناهم طوفان وهم ظالمون. Allah said, I allowed this inundating flood to seize all of them as they were in their wicked and perpetuating their wickedness. This Nabi Nuh. After that, he lived for another 60 years. But now, alone, without any of these problems.
فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَصْحَابَ السَّفِينَةِ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا للعالمين.
فأنجيناه وأصحاب السفينة وجعلناها آية للعالمين. الله تبارك وتعالى said فأنجيناه. We saved Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام وأصحاب السفينة, and we saved these owners of the ship. وجعلناها آية, and we made it to be a sign from Allah, a message from Allah للعالمين, for the whole world. Here he said فأنجيناه وأصحاب السفينة. Ashab is like the owner of a thing, which means if you do something because of God, that thing does not belong to you again. And Ibn Nuh built this ship because of God, so the ship is no more for him. It is Allah is now saying that the people's ship, as if those people were the one that built it. No, it was built for them. So anytime you do something for the sake of Allah, it is no more for you. You don't build a mosque, for example, and come back and say, my mosque, then you didn't build it for Allah. If you build it for Allah, allow the committees to run their affairs and leave it for Allah. Except you are just going there to make sure things don't spoil. But not that it is my mosque. No, it is Allah's mosque. This ship was built for people, so it is now for the people. After Allah saved these people, وَمَا آمَنُوا مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ, only few people accepted the message of Noah. Allah asked him, take pairs of everything and put inside the ship. So of every animal that existed, domesticated animal, bush animal, he was taking two, one pair, every pair. And there were only remaining 40 men and 40 women. All of them, they entered the ship. After the inundation, and they came back and rested on earth, was taught Allah Judea. And it rested on Judea, and they came down. The earth was so fertile because people have not messed it up. And at that time, the remaining people that came out, the 40 men and 40 ladies, Allah did not make them to deliver again. They did not deliver. Only the children of Nuh, three of them, that continued to deliver. So everybody on earth now are also grandchildren of Anabi Nuh. That's why they used to call Anabi Nuh Adam Ustani, the second Adam. So everybody on earth now are children of grandchildren of Anabi Nuh, and their grandchildren of Anabi Adam. So if you are claiming that you are a child of this and this, you are such a chief, you are such a king, know that the person that you are talking to is a grandchild of the prophet, just like you. And because you are a grandchild of the prophet, will not make it that that prophet will take your sin on the day of judgment. You have to carry your own sin. Even as Allah just told us, وَالنَّهَمِ الْخَطَوَيَهُمْ وَالنَّهَمِ الْخَطَوَيَكُمْ وَمَا هُمْ بِحَامِلِنَ مِنْ خَطَوَيَهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Nobody will carry your load on the day of judgment. You are the one to carry the load you did. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. Whoever does good, he is the one to reap his goodness. Whoever does evil, he is the one to carry his evil. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةً وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Nobody will carry your evil for you. You are the one to carry it yourself. So here, Adam stayed another 60 years without any punishment now. But the first 1,000 years, except the 50 of it, it was all punishment from people that claim that they don't accept Allah. That's what Allah is telling us there. فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. If you are punished, if people are bringing you and hurting you because of Allah, don't say it is Allah hurting you, because the hurt of punishment of Allah is very little. Allah is testing you, but these are human beings doing this to you. You can see, this is a prophet. If anybody should be above being ridiculed by mankind, it's a prophet. But Anabi Nuh was never saved from it.
وإبراهيم إذ قال لقومه اعبدوا الله واتقوه ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
وإبراهيم إذ قال لقومه اعبدوا الله واتقوه ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. وذكر سنا نوحا وإبراهيم Why here is conjunction to the first statement. And also, Abraham alayhi salatu wasalam, we sent him to his people. Like Rasanna, why Ibrahim is called Alikomihi. And remember also Ibrahim, when he told his people, Ibudullah, worship Allah, wattakuhu, and fear him. Zalikum khairun lakum, doing that is the best for you, in kuntum ta'lamun, if indeed you have knowledge and you know. Here, two things have been separated now. Ibudullah, wattakuhu. But in reality, all of them are the same thing. But they can be separated if you are looking at it from a different angle. When you say, La ilaha illallah, this has to do with Allah, pure. Muhammad Rasulullah, this has to do with Allah's message. And Allah is the one that has message. So you can't separate between the two. When you stand up to worship five times daily prayer, here is Allah that you are standing up to worship. You cannot see anything apart from Allah. That's why here you are longing for Allah here. But when you finish Salah, when you are going into Salah, you say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. When you finish, what do you say? Assalamu alaikum. To who now? To the creation, to your fellow creation. Your fellow creation, the heavens, the earth, the tree, the animals, your fellow human beings are created by this one that created you. What is the relationship between you and them? That is the one that is called the constitution, the law, that tells you, do this, don't do this. This is how you relate to them. This is not how you relate to them. Between you and Allah, you worship him. Don't accept partners with him. Between you and the creation of Allah, you are nice to them. And that's where most of the do's and don'ts come. Don't commit zina. That's between you and somebody else. Don't tell lies. That's between you and somebody else. Don't take alcohol. That's between you and yourself. All this. That's why. And ibudullah wattaku. Zalim khairun lakum. That is best for you. But on the condition. In kuntum ta'alamun. If indeed you know. Because knowledge has stages. This last stage of knowledge is when it takes you to Allah and you fear Allah. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى مِنْ إِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Only those that finally knows Allah fears Allah. Because when you get to the knowledge of knowing Allah, you fear him, you love him, you wish for him, you are seeing him, it's difficult for anybody to distract you from his presence. But the first knowledge is just the benefits. And a typical example, if you take fruits, when you take any fruit, what you like in it, if it's a child, is the color. He sees mango. This one is very bright yellow. This one is green. If you ask him to take, he quickly take the bright yellow. But if he starts drinking, the child that is older than the small one, that knows that the green one probably is sweeter than that one that is yellow, will take the green one. So his knowledge has increased now. The first level, the child knows that this mango is fruit. It is sweet. But he does not know that this one is sweeter. He just takes it, it's sweet, he's taking it. But by the time his senses improve, the knowledge improve, he will take the one that is sweeter. And at that time, the color does not bother him. What bothers him is what is inside. Then, another mango may be there. It is not as sweet as the first two. And a scientist will come and said, the vitamins and nutrients in that one is better than the one in the remaining. You find somebody that has the science, knowledge of science now, will see this sweet mango. He will not take this one. The one that has more nutrients, he will go and take it. Or he will be told, no, this mango is organically grown. So it is safer. It doesn't have anything that can cause cancer in it. He will go for that. Even though that one may look tiny I may not have as sweet, may not be as sweet as the other ones. That's why you find out knowledge has stages. The first knowledge you know is it has benefit. Then you want to look for plenty of benefit. All that bothers you, let it be plenty. But as you go, you know plentiness is not the issue. It's the quality that is the issue. And as finally you go, you want now the one that has the best quality. That's in kuntum ta'alamun. That's why you find today the knowledge of science has increased. Everybody is asking this food, what is the nutrient? What is the content? And the one that has more nutrient is what everybody wishes for. And that's why Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz is saying, wala yaku kishru dini hazu habibina bali lubbu lubbu lubbi mahadu atai. Oh Allah, let it not be that the peel, that's beautiful peel, let it not just be the one that you give us. Whether it's a wife, whether it's a fruit, whether it's religion, anything that you'll give us, let it not just be the beauty. Because this thing has taken a lot of people from religion. They look at religion by looking at people doing the religion. And if they're not satisfied with the habit of that person, they judge religion with it. But if they were to sit down and study religion and go inside it, you will know today there is no religion as beautiful, as more beneficial, as instructive as Islam. Sheikh said, Bali lubbi, bali lubbu lubbu lubbi. Allah, let it be that the core, no, the inside of the core where the final nutrients are, let it be the one that is our share. That is why a person that is at that stage will know that he will have to worship very well and he will have to care very well for the issues of Allah. As he's not taking haram, he's enjoying it, that he's taking halal. He's not committing zina, he's enjoying it, that, what am I doing with this? Because he sees wayward ladies as dead, as smelly. What does he want with it? But you are still just looking at the ephemeral things. You don't know that it is danger. So it's important that when we seek for knowledge, we seek for knowledge until it takes us back to God. In kuntum ta'alamun. It is only when you know the knowledge of haqiqa that you know that you should worship Allah and you should fear Allah.
إنما تعبدون من دون الله أوثانا وتخلقون إفكا إن الذين تعبدون من دون الله لا يملكون لكم رزقا فابتغوا عند الله الرزق واعبدوه واشكروا له إليه ترجعون.
إنما تعبدون من دون الله أوثانا وتخلقون إفقا إن الذين تعبدون من دون الله لا يملكون لكم الرزق فابتغوا عند الله الرزق وعبدوه واشكروا له إليه ترجعون. إنما تعبدون من دون الله أوثانا. Prophet Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, after telling his people, worship Allah and be conscious of what you do. His don'ts, don't go close to it. His do's, do it. Be good, nice to your family, be nice to them. Don't cheat them. Be nice to your relatives, be nice to them. Don't cheat them. Go and say a prayer. If you have money, give zakah. These are the worship, the do's and don'ts. Then people are worshiping something else. Say, inna ma ta'buduna min dunillahi awthanan. What you are worshipping other than Allah is nothing but idols. La yamlikuna lakum awsana wa takhluquna ifka. And these idols, whether you met them there as idol or wa takhluquna ifka, or you went and you created your lies. Innal ladhina ta'buduna min dunillahi, the one that you are worshipping other than Allah, la yamlikuna lakum rizqan, they don't have the capacity to provide wealth to sustain you. Wabtagu indallahi rizqa, seek wealth to sustain you from Allah. Wa'buduhu, then worship him. Washkuru lahu, then thank him. Ilayhi turja'un, is to him that you will finally return. Here, when Anabi Ibrahim is saying that in the matter of Abdullah Awthanan, at this time, people of Anibal too were perished because they were worshipping idol. At the time of Anib Ibrahim, he came and he met that Namrud, the king, and the community were worshipping idol, were worshipping fire. The idols were so much. Some they created, some they just took. If somebody goes to the desert, he sees a particular stone. It's so beautiful. You need to now take this stone. This stone is so beautiful. It must have something special in it. You bring it and be worshipping it. Worshipping is when you now respect something beyond the normal respect. And you now sacrifice for that thing beyond the normal. What will not have anything to do with that thing? There's nothing it will do for it, or it will lose from it. And Ibrahim was asking them, do they hear you, Istad Un, when you are calling them? Or do they benefit you? Or do they harm you? He said, no. If you are calling something, it cannot reply you, it does not hear you. Then it will not benefit you and it will not cause you harm. Then why are you worshipping it? Any idol that you are worshipping, it was not there initially for you. You didn't come to meet it, except if your parents were worshipping it. But in the case of Allah, you came to meet Allah. He created you. You knew you didn't create yourself. But the stone, you see it like any other stone. You are the one that turned into idol. Or you take the tree and you now shape it into a human form, like some people do. Then you go and kneel down before what you shaped yourself just now. You are the one that shaped it for. You carved it, then you go and kneel down in front of it. Do you have any common sense? If you ask, they say, no, it's the spirit of that thing that is there. If the spirit of anything that you are worshipping can be there, why can't that spirit be inside you? You are the one that just took this and just molded it now. Then you are now saying that spirits of something, spirit can be there that you should worship. Are you supposed to even worship any spirit? If a human being as intelligent, as sensible as Jesus Christ is a prophet, came and he said, worship Allah that created me and created you. Did you see throughout the life of Jesus Christ, did he ever had anything that he put in his front and he was kneeling down before? When he kneels down to worship God, did he say that this is God? How can you go and now and you go, you now make an idol of a human being, either in the picture of a woman, say it's mother, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and you go and start kneeling down. What is the difference between you and the pagan that also go and take another idol and cut it, like they do in India, in other places? They kneel down before it, they say they are worshipping it. They will go and bring a perfume, spray it on it. What will it do to it? If you have taken that money and give it to somebody else, is it not more beneficial? This thing that you created, because Allah allows us, Allah knows that we don't create originally. We create from what is existing. We can take the sand, make it into a glass. We can take the tree, make it into a furniture. We create, Allah allows us to create from what is existing, because that's the best we can do. But Allah, He creates from what is non-existence. In Al-Adam. Then you create something just now. Then you kneel down before it again. Even the son that you gave back to, do you go back and start kneeling down before the son, your son? Let alone what you take your hand to make. And you start calling it God. Inna allatheena ta'buduna min dunillahi la yamlikuna lakum rizqan. Do they possess wealth to give you that will sustain you? Of course not. Allah has already brought your wealth on earth. So فَبْتَغُوا إِنْدَ اللَّهِ رِزْقًا. Go to Allah and seek your wealth from Allah. In seeking wealth from Allah, how do you seek wealth from Allah? You obey Allah in His do's and don'ts. Then when you say think you don't have, ask Him and He'll give you. فَدْعُونِي astajib lakum. Allah said, ask me, call unto me, and I will answer you. And when you ask Allah, normally he will give you wealth. In most cases, beyond what you require. That's why he said, فَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Out of what we have blessed you with, again, give out. Because you seek for paradise by worshipping. You can also seek paradise by buying after worshipping. How do you buy? By taking the wealth Allah has given you. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. Out of what we have put you in charge, take out of it and spend so that Allah can also give you. It is on this kind of occasion that one day the Sahabas, they came and they run to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh, messenger of Allah. Zahaba ahal dusur bid ujuri. The wealthy people, they have gone away with all the rewards. Yusalluna kama nusalli. They pray like we are praying. Wayasumuna kama nasum. And they fast like we are fasting. But wayatasaddaquna bifuduli amwalihim. They have wealth. The excess they used in making sadaka. So they have so much reward. We don't have. Is that true? Allah has not given you something to make sadaqah with. He has given you tikuli tasbihatin sadaqatun. In every tasbih you make is sadaqah. And in every takbir you make, Allah Akbar is sadaqah. In every tahmid you make, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah is sadaqah. In every tahalil you make, La ilaha illa, La ilaha illa is sadaqah. And he went further to say it. Anything you do, even the food you put inside the mouth of your wife, is sadaqah. Because Allah will not give you two things. You either have money or you have time. Because the person that has money, he has to look after his money. It will take his time. He has to look for more to make sure it doesn't finish. It will take his time. You that don't have money, you have time. So if you have money, use your money to spend to get Allah's pleasure. That's how you buy your paradise. The Prophet said, Wallahu bishakit tam. Even if you don't have money, even if it's debt you have, split it into two, take half, give it to somebody else. Everybody has what to give. Allah said, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa ma atiha. We have not given anybody load except what we are out of what we have given him. We didn't ask you to spend beyond what you have. This is where, again, you have to be very careful. Worship him and thank him. All of us, we are not thankful to God. We are not thankful to God. Allah knows he has given you money. It's enough for you to feed. It's enough for you to buy clothes. Then you start going about. Salah is coming. I don't have what I will use to buy clothes for my children. Please, you are now reporting Allah to people. Allah knows what he has given you. You, that you have given your child food in the house, you know this food can satisfy her and or satisfy him. Then you are going and you see him in somebody's house begging for meat. How do you feel in your mind? That's why the Prophet ﷺ says, we should try to hide any test that Allah has done for us. If Allah has tested you, that you don't have much, he said, hide it. That way, fashkuru lahu, that's how you thank Allah. Because you are still healthy. And Allah has also assisted that most of the time, poor people are not sick. So don't go about reporting Allah. Oh, I don't have what I will eat. And you know you have something in the house. Just because you don't have something to buy meat, your wife is disturbing you. Explain to her. Everybody has his own life. As long as you have what you will eat for the day, for today, don't go about begging. Keeping food for tomorrow, only three set of creations do it. Only three set of creations go and hide food because of tomorrow. The ant, the rat, and the human being. All of that set of creations, nobody goes to hide what is something because of tomorrow. If lion catches his catch, he will eat what he can eat out of it. The remaining, it will drop. He will drop it and go away. That's all. If the sheep or the goat goes to the field, it will eat the amount of grass it wants to eat. If it's satisfied, it goes. If the bird goes to the farm, it will pick the grains it can pick, except if he has little ones somewhere else to pick and go and give. That's all. He will not say, let me go and keep. But the human beings you have, you want to keep. Some are even so foolish, they want to keep for their children yet unborn. And this is what is causing problem for us in the whole world. We are not grateful to God for what he has given us. What to go in the lie risk of seek sustenance and wealth from Allah. Wabuduhu, then worship him, because that is to keep you to be able to worship him. Worship Allah and be thankful to him. And if you think that you are looking for, you don't get, ask Allah. If you are thinking you still don't get, Sheikh Ahmad Tijani said, in the morning, do Fatiha, one. Do Salat al-Fatiha, 100. Then say, Ya Latif, Ya Latif, Ya Latif, 1,000. In the evening, do the same. Then Allah will open the door for you. Sayyidina Umar, in another place he was asked, he said, make istighfar. وَأَنِسَتْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُسْلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيَمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. If you make a lot of istighfar, Allah, it is a source. It's one of the reasons Allah can give you rain. It's a reason Allah can give you wealth. It's a reason Allah can give you children. And it's a reason Allah can give you all the things you are looking for. Even your problem, Allah can make it to leave you. Just istighfar. Do from 100 to up to 1,000. All these are ways to get sustenance from Allah. If Allah wants you to be rich, you don't have to go to somebody to tell lies or to go to a cultist or to go and steal to be rich. You will be rich. Even if somebody is stealing and is rich, it's not his stealing that makes him rich. Allah has already destined he will be rich. There are a lot of people who have suffered. Even to go and steal, they did not become rich. There are a lot of people who just stayed where they stayed and they became rich. All these things Allah is showing you. And a typical example is this. If you are to, you spend close to 15 years, you are not working and you are feeding and eating. That Allah cannot give you when you start to work. Because before the time you become mature, you are eating from your parents. You don't have to work to eat. When you are in the womb of your mother, your mother is feeding you. Not from the food he used to, this, what he, the, your mother is used to feeding you, the blood is always there. Every month, if he has no child, he has to expel that blood. Let him try to lose the amount of blood he loses in menstruation in normal times. She will faint. But because that blood was for a child, in case there is a child, that's the food of the child. If the woman now takes in, the child continues to, the blood will stop because it will now be going to that child. Allah that gives you all this, he will not give you sustenance in your life. You have to go to other sources to worship idol, to worship jinnu. Washkuru lahu. No. Ilay turja'un. You are going back to Allah. If you worship him, he knows. If you seek sustenance from him, he knows. If you are thankful to him, he knows.
وَإِن تُكَذِّبُوا فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أُمَمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ
وَإِن تُكَذِّبُوا فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أُمَمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, if they say, if they deny and they reject your message, وَإِن تُكَذِّبُوا, if they deny or reject your message, فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أُمَمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ, nations before you have rejected the messages of their message, of the messengers who sent to them. Know this, وَمَا أَلَّا الرَّسُولِ, there is nothing, no obligation, not incumbent, Allah Rasuli, on the messenger, illa al-balagul mubin, except clear the deliverance of the message. That a messenger sent by Allah should deliver the message clearly is the only obligation that is on him. Nothing else is incumbent. Aman sha'a falyumin, aman sha'a falyakfur. Whoever wishes, let him believe. Whoever does not wish, let him reject the message. Because the Prophet when after he delivers the message, he is seeing how clear the message is. He is seeing the end. He is in hell now. He is in paradise now. He is so bothered. Allah will ask him, are you going to kill yourself because people don't believe? Ma anzalna alayka al-Quran al-tashqi. I not sent you, give you the Quran to bring to people so that you can be in misery. But the Prophet Allah told us, his nature is different. Azizun alayhi ma anittum. When he sees people suffering, it bothers him. And to him, suffering is seeing you that you are taking yourself to hell. He is so bothered. That's why the Prophet, that's what Allah is telling him. وَمَا أَلَّا الرَّسُولِ إِلَى الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينِ. O Prophet, O Messenger of Allah, O Apostle of Allah, there is nothing on you except the clear deliverance of the message. Mubinun, clear. Once you have delivered it clearly, you have done your own. And we are all witnesses today that the Prophet delivered this message clearly. It was later to be written down. This message was delivered for, not in writing, it was in dictation form, then written down. But look at how clear it is. If you see the unclarity in it, is we that we are translating that we don't know how to translate well and we couldn't translate well. But whoever, to the extent of your knowledge, to the extent you are able to translate it well. Just like we just said now, any fruit you take, any mineral you take, to the extent of your knowledge, to the extent of what you know how to do with it. Allah Rasul, ila al-balagul mubin.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيْفَ يُبْدِئُ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيْفَ يُبْدِئُ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. These people, what is wrong with them? أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا, do they not see? كَيْفَ يُبْدِئُ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ, how Allah start the creation, thumma yu'iduhu, and then bring it back again. Inna zalika, that for sure, ala Allahi, to Allah, yasir, is very easy. Here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is telling us, let's be watching and studying the creation as a whole. If you say you don't know how man's creation was started, you saw how your child was given birth to. His time will come, he will die, another one will be given birth to. You yourself, you will die, your child will come, he will die, your grandchild will come. Every generation has its own time. If that is too long for you to witness, every year you see yourself very green inside the soil, it will come out. You will cut it, you will take the grain, you will eat it. You leave some. Next year again, you plant. Look at how Allah is bringing it back. He's bringing it back. If Allah, these things are so easy for him. So all you just did when you are planting, whether it is your seed that you are planting inside the uterus of your wife, or the seed of the corn you are planting inside the earth, and Allah will water it, you are not the one that created. Afaraitum ma tumnun antum takhluquna am nahnu al-khaliqun nahnu qaddarna baynakum al-mauta wa ma nahnu bimasbuqin. Allah said, don't you see that thing that you went to hide inside the uterus of your wife? Are you the one to create it or us? What you just did is to hide it there. We are the one to create. Which one is the bigger work? Afaraitum ma taharusun antum tazra'unahu am nahnu zari'un. Anytime you go and you want to harvest your crop, remember, Father, it was planted inside the earth. Are you the one that created it? All you did is to put plant inside the earth and go. Maybe if there is weed trying to compete with it, you went to weed, take the weed off. What have you done after that? Allah is the one that creates. And then he returns the creation again. And then he does it. What you do often, is it easier the next time you do it, or it's more difficult? The next time you do it, it is more easier. But in the case of Allah, both the one that is done in the beginning and the one that is done later on and repeated, all is very easy for him. Because all he needs to say, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أن يكون له كن فيكون. All he needs to say is be and it is, from non-existence to existence.
قل سيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف بدأ الخلق ثم الله ينشئ النشأة الآخرة إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
قل سيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف بدأ الخلق ثم الله ينشئ النشأة الآخرة إن الله على كل شيء قدير. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell them, قل say, سيروا في الأرض. Go and traverse the land. فانظروا, then see, كيف بدأ الخلق, how Allah started the creation. ثم الله ينشئ النشأة الآخرة, and Allah is still the one to re-originate it again. إن الله على كل شيء قدير. Allah, over anything at all, He has the capacity to do it. He has the power to make it happen. Here, Allah is giving us an information here that today, we ourselves, we have shot ourselves on the leg. Allah said, "Kul siru fil ard, go about in the land." In those days, there were kings specific to a particular area. And you are free to enter anybody's country and go out of anybody's country. As long as you follow that rule, nobody's have to say, we'll give you visa to enter. You can go to Makkah before, stay there. As long as you are worshipping, you are doing anything, you are doing what is good, you are not offending, nobody will ask you not to stay there. The same thing, Jerusalem. The same thing, Palestine. The same thing, Iraq. It's anywhere. Even the United States today, it was Newfoundland. When they were taking people there, who stopped them from coming there? But the human being is so greedy. Whenever he comes to a place, he cuts it and says, nobody can enter this place, it's my own. How is it your own? The whole land is for Allah. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything is in it is for Allah. And He only allows you to use it for a moment. You are going to leave it whether you like it or not. This Nigeria did not exist before the amalgamation. There was nothing like Nigeria. The Hausa people were in their area. The Yorubas were in their area. The Igbos were in their area. If you like, you go to the Igbo land and do your life there. The Igbos will receive you and they are happy with you. And there was no tribalism, because if you come and you are good, they accept you. If the Igbos, they come here and they are good, they are accepted. If the Yorubas, they come here, they are accepted. That's why you find there are Yorubas that are in Zaria perpetually for long. Even Ojukwu that later came and wanted to have his own country, the mother had a hotel in Zaria here. At the time when nobody was saying, you can't stay anywhere. Zaria is a typical example where you only have attention if you have knowledge. Because the ruling houses today, there's the Malians from Mali. There's people, the Beriberi from Borno. There's the Kasinawas from Kasina people. And they are the Zaria people themselves. These four houses are four ruling houses. And if you are very knowledgeable, you get to be waziri, maybe your child gets married to the king, from your grandchild tomorrow, he can become king. This is how things are. But suddenly we come, this is a country. Out of greed. Oh, our country is better than the other country. We don't allow anybody to come in. But look at how Allah is dealing with all of us. Before, there was this pandemic around 1918. What was it called? No, it's not cholera. It is, yes, Spanish flu. It didn't originate from Spain, but it was called Spanish flu because that is where it took its toll. Spanish flu at that time, people that died were close to 50 million. So what happened? People, they started looking for men again to come to their country. Why do you cut? Nobody can come to Nigeria, you have to have visa. Nobody can go to Ghana, you have to have visa. Nobody can go to Senegal, nobody can go to Britain. Then the First World War came. Millions died. Second World War came. Europeans, between Europeans and Russians that died, there were over 60 million. Now, the same Spain today, they are selling a lot of their cities. A lot of their villages have been unsold. Are for sale. There are no people in the villages. There are over 3,000 villages today in Spain for sale. If they had not been locking their country, no, you can't come, yeah, you can't do this, the whole world people have been going to wherever they find stable, they will be there. And as long as there is justice from the king there, you'll be able to maintain your peace. Allah has said, Siru fil ard. In another place, he said, Alam takun ardullahi wasiatan fatuhajiru fiha. If you are finding difficulty here, is the land of Allah not big enough? Is the expanse enough? Go to another place. As you are going, you'll be seeing the signs of Allah, that Allah is the only one that created. Allah is the only one that will return back the creation. And that Allah has power to do everything. There are a lot of Yorubas today that are permanently in Sudan. In those days, they go to Hajj to Sudan. And when they go, they find that Sudan has fertile land in a lot of places. They find it suitable. They settle there. You still see them with their marks like that. And they will tell you that some of them are from Ogbomosho originally. But today it's not possible. So let us go back and be civilized. Not be greedy people that are not civilized. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah has power over everything.
Yu'adhibu man yasha'u wa yarhamu man yasha'u wa ilayhi tuqlabun.
Yu'adhibu man yasha'u وَيَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُقْلَبُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is saying, therefore know this. You azib man yasha. Whoever so wishes, Allah can make him to be in suffering. وَيَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And whoever Allah so wishes, he can make him to be in compassion. And things are easy for him. وَإِلَيْهِ تُقْلَبُونَ. Every time that you are going, every time that you are going, you are moving. You are moving to Allah. It's not anywhere else you are going. You are either moving to Him, denying it, or you are moving to Him, accepting it, or you are moving to Him, wishing it. Man kana yarju liqa'ana fa inna ajra Allahi la'atin. You see, Allah is coming back again. Allah wants you to. Since you are already going to Allah, desire to meet with Allah, work to meet with. To God. Don't allow yourself to deny you from meeting with God. If you see suffering on this world, don't take it that Allah is the one punishing you. Allah sometimes knows that it's suffering that will benefit you to get to Allah. He knows this one is easiness that will benefit him to go to Allah. There are people, it's when they are in difficulty, you find all the time they are in the mosque. They are with their rosary. They are calling Allah. Some immediately they see difficulty, they will even forget to pray. Have you prayed? God, look at how things are. I didn't even know that time of Salah has passed. But immediately you see that they have money, they are in opulence. All the time they are praying, they are praying, they are making sadaqah. So Allah, ask Him to give you paradise. Ask Him to give you the way. Tell Allah you want Him and strive. Whatever is good for you is what Allah will give you. Is to Allah that you are walking to us all the time.
وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ.
وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُوْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is now telling us, وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُوْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whether you like it do whatever you want to do. You cannot escape Allah on earth. Wala fi samai. Neither can you escape Allah in the heavens, in the firmaments, if you are able to get there. فَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيِّينَ. Other than Allah, you have no protector to call that this is one that will protect me. وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. Other than Allah, you have nobody to say this is the one that will help me. Even today, when you seek protection from somebody, you have a policeman, know that he cannot protect you. It's only Allah that can protect you. How many times have we seen army in front of the gate, in front of the house, carrying gun, yet death will pass through all of them and go and take the person he wants inside the building? Today, people are trying to go to the moon. They are saying if there is a way, life can be made to be on the moon. If you like, go. Even if you are in the moon, be there. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ مُجِزْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Even in the heaven, in the moon, wherever you go to, you cannot escape Allah's wrath. Allah will catch you wherever you are. If it is time for death, death will come and pick you wherever you are. One day, my name is Sulaiman, or one of the prophets of Allah, was sitting down. And then the angel of death came. And the prophet was seeing angel of death came. And he's talking with the prophet. Then he was looking at a person, Stanley. Then the person went to the prophet and said, this man, why is he looking at me like this? And the Muslim said, I don't know. But who is he? He's the angel of death. Angel of death? He said, yes. Oh, Prophet Sulaiman, he said, yes. Assist me. Take me to the end of the world, the farthest place from this place. Is that what you want? He said, yes. So he asked his Rahai, his spacecraft that he normally uses. It was brought. Enter, he said. Take him to the end of the world. Take him to the end of the world. Huh? Then the angel of death saw Prophet Sulaiman. He said, bah. I was wondering. He said, what? He said, I'm asked to take this man's life, but at the end of the world. And I saw him here. I said, oh, it's not yet time. I'm waiting for the time. If it's the time, I will go to where I'm asked to take him. How is he going to be there? So he said, I will go when it is time. When it is time, he went. The man was arriving there. He met angel of death waiting for him. So, the same thing, your sustenance, anywhere you are, it will meet you. Your death, anywhere you are, it will meet you. Your calamity, anywhere you are, it will meet you. But it's a test. If it comes, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Go back to Allah. Don't be calling witch. Witch can wish to do it. It can even go and engineer it. But it cannot make it to happen. Manzal ladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'iznihi. Nobody can carry out anything except Allah's permission has been given. May Allah protect all of us. May Allah be our protector. May Allah be our helper. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. May Allah be our protector. May Allah be our vice. May Allah be our own helper in all situations. May Allah be the one to save us from the evil that men perpetuate. May Allah strengthen our country. May Allah bring peace to our country. May He bring peace to our campuses, to our homes. May He give us our sustenance. May we not depend on people for our sustenance. May He put our wealth in our own hands and not in our mind. May Allah make what He give us to be self-sufficient for us and for us to be satisfied with it. May Allah forgive our parents. May He forgive all our lost ones. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sahabats. May He make us to live a good life and to end in this world nicely and to get back to Allah happy. Jahil Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahir rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim maliki yawmiddin iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Inna as-sirata al-mustaqima siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناس الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Oh, well.